Good morning. Here are the top 5 stories from the Miami Herald. First, the weather. The rain chance decreases into the week. But it will stay warm, with afternoon high temperatures in the 80s and the low at night in the 70s. Let's get things started in Miami. What's the best neighborhood in the city? Everyone can stop arguing about it for another year. In its 2022 Best Places to Live study, Niche has once again chosen Brickell as the best place to live in Miami. Niche is a platform that connects students and parents with colleges and evaluates cities and communities across the country using federal and local government data. It then compares that information with ratings from residents. And clearly the people of Brickell are fond of their community. Niche also rated it the best place to live in Miami in 2021. Brickell scored highest in the areas of diversity, health and fitness, outdoor activities and commuting. Nightlife was also a high-scoring area. The worst scores for Brickell came in the area of housing and cost of living. In food news, his name is synonymous with some of the best fresh baked bread in South Florida. And now he's being recognized as one of the best in the country. Zach Stern, the Zach in Zach the Baker, has been named a finalist for a James Beard Award. Stern had been named a semi-finalist in the Outstanding Baker category in 2017 and 2018 for the kosher bakery he started in Wynwood. His breads are also available in Whole Foods markets throughout South Florida. For more on where to eat around town, go to miami.com. In environment news, what's making some Florida turtles sick? The Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission says some of the state's native and non-native freshwater turtles have been falling ill with TFV1. The fatal illness has been detected in several Florida counties. The species affected include the common snapping turtle, softshells, cooters, and sliders. The FWC is asking for the public's help. If you see a lethargic, sickly, or strangely acting turtle, report it to the agency. To reduce the geographic spread and lessen the virus's potential impacts, don't transport the animal anywhere. Take a photo and send it digitally on the FWC Reporter app or call in the sighting at 352-339-8597. That's 352-339-8597. In education news, mark your calendars. Miami-Dade County graduation dates are set. Graduating seniors from 66 public schools will have the chance to walk across the stage to receive their diploma from May 31 to June 3 and June 6 through 8. Graduations will begin at 9 a.m. and last throughout the day, with the final ceremony beginning at 8 p.m. at venues across the county. Go to miamiherald.com/education for the schedules. And finally, in the middle of the night last June, a 12-story section of the Champlain Towers South condo collapsed. 98 people were killed. A new podcast from the Miami Herald and Treefort Media takes listeners inside the chaotic moments after the tragedy, as told through the eyes of the police officers, firefighters, and journalists who were first on the scene. The first of the 12-part series just launched. Find the podcast, Collapse, Disaster in Surfside, at miamiherald.com/collapse. That's all for today. For more top stories and to subscribe, go to miamiherald.com. And stay healthy.